This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Sandy Sokot, who is the director of an organization which has such a terrific name. It's called The World As It Could Be, and it's a human rights education program. And Sandy, this is so important right now, isn't it?
I believe it is, Carol, because we've learned this is our 10th year of being involved with this work, and it's all focused on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that actually was adopted by the UN General Assembly on December 10th, 1948, spelling out 30 articles of universal rights that everyone everywhere in the world is entitled to experience. And what we've learned in these 10 years is that still only about 7% of the U.S. population even knows it exists, and yet it is a vital guide, as aspirational set of standards as to what we can all strive for. And it resonates greatly, especially with young people. When they learn about it, they can instantly apply it to the most immediate situations in their school and living environments.
So I'm not going to give the audience a quiz as to what those 30 elements are, but let's talk a little bit about what are those aspirational and inspirational elements that kids identify with.
I think that, first off, when young people and adults as well learn about the existence of this document and this, that it was done under Eleanor Roosevelt's leadership at a time coming out of World War II and the horrors of the war and the Holocaust. And it was really this opportunity to change the way the world operated. This was an international agreement, and it still stands. It is considered customary law and has given rise to treaties that really are there to help people be able to experience their most basic rights. So when young people understand that this is something that exists as something that is supposed to happen, they feel encouraged to work toward the different articles. They have learned, like, for instance, there is the right to privacy, and young people have applied that to realizing that it's not okay, for instance, to just look at a friend's text messages on their phones, that they've learned that this is, in fact, something that infringes on someone else's rights. Another young man who went through learning about the UDHR understood that it was important to know you have the right to say what you wanted, the right to freedom of expression, but on the other hand, had the responsibility to see how what you said could affect other people, and has a very poignant soliloquy we call Webster's, where he learned three very charged words are in the dictionary and are used often to dehumanize people. And yet, as part of the common lexicon he had, he as a young man did not want to say those words anymore and realized that he needed to take responsibility with the right that he had.
So one of the ideas that you have is that you sort of change the world one student at a time.
Yes, and we've had, in our experience, a very poignant quote by Eleanor Roosevelt that she stated 10 years out from the adoption of the UDHR was she talked about how these rights had to have meaning in our most immediate circles, and that if they didn't have meaning there, they would not have meaning anywhere. And that's really the kind of thought behind what we're hoping gets across to young people and the adults that are working with them, that how we all treat each other in terms of respecting these rights in our most immediate circles is how they will ripple out and actually be achieved in the broadest of ways. And young people do grasp that very clearly.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And joining me is my friend Sandy Sokot, who is the director of The World As It Could Be, a human rights education program. So we've talked a bit about the big ideas of what human rights are, and that it's not just a sense of, oh, in the United States we've got the Declaration of Independence and we have our rights under the Constitution. These are rights that go way beyond what the laws of the United States are to be international human rights. And sometimes they're followed and sometimes they're not. But as an organization, what have you done going from the idea of we need to help kids understand this? What programs and structure do you have?
What we're doing, we have a couple of tools that we provide. One is we have curriculum that is geared to high school, since that is actually where the UDHR, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, is supposed to be taught. It is supposed to be, at least in California and in other states, part of teaching history at the 10th and 11th grade levels. And our curriculum, what is unique about it is it incorporates the creative arts as an integral part of teaching, because we see that is, it is using the arts both as a vehicle to grasp concepts as well as a vehicle to express ideas, that this is helping young people really take in the concepts of the UDHR in a way that they might not otherwise by just reading it. The other aspect is to have a culminating presentation, which is a form of a rite of passage where the youth have the opportunity, after they've learned about the Universal Declaration and its significance in their immediate lives as well as issues they care about in their community, that they have the chance to get before their community and publicly express what they've learned and what they want to inspire others to do. This idea of this rite of passage is something that we have expanded on now in the last 3 years. We have become a part of the Alameda County Deputy Sheriff's Activities League, serving an unincorporated area south of Oakland, the Ashland-Cherryland area, and a $24 million teen center opened there in 2013 called REACH. And REACH stands for Recreation, Education, the Arts, Career, and Health. And so we have a rite of passage program that we created there called The World as It Could Be is Within REACH. And we've now had 2 years of classes of 11 students coming after school 2 hours every week for 9 months to learn about what it means to be part of a healthy community with the Universal Declaration as a guide. Because each of the program areas of REACH actually are reflected in different articles in the UDHR. And it has been very powerful to see how young people have really taken this on and had the opportunity to be celebrated by the public for wanting to be leaders in helping to strengthen the community around them.
So you say celebrated by the public. How do they celebrate?
In the case of the rite of passage, we've had now on two different May dates, a Friday night in May. We've had a presentation done at the REACH Ashland Youth Center, and we have invited members of the public, as well as the REACH membership community, the REACH leadership, families. We have had representatives from both the local to the state to the federal level to come and actually give certificates of commendation to the youth and congratulate them on their accomplishments. So they've really had this chance in a more full-fledged way to demonstrate their commitment to being leaders in their community to further human rights and all the factors that make a healthy community in connection with those rights.
And you've also been involved in San Francisco with Balboa High School. And you've done something that's sort of intuitive and very important, is that you're not just teaching the Declaration of Human Rights, but people get a chance to use the arts and develop social-emotional skills.
That's right. We are very fortunate. Balboa has been our site from the start. Our very first original production that involved youth who were part of the Destiny Arts Youth Destiny Arts Center performance troupe and poets from Youth Speaks and members from the San Francisco Mime Troupe Youth Theater Project put on an assembly at Balboa on December 8th, 2006. Since 2009, every December, about around International Human Rights Day, which is December 10th, the adoption of the UDHR, Balboa has put on their own assembly where the students create for their different vignettes to convey to their school community what the Universal Declaration means to them. We're very excited because December 8th, 2016 marks the 10th anniversary of having such an assembly at Balboa. And they have talked about how the Universal Declaration and its principles are really kind of fully incorporated into their overall set of values for how the school is.
So you've gone from 10 years of having these performances and support for the kids at Balboa. You've been working with the Alameda County Deputy Activities Sheriff's League, and you're going to be launching a pilot.
We are. We're excited that one of the high schools, when we first started working after our very first production, when we wanted to have curriculum to use the arts and a culminating presentation, we piloted this work with Arroyo High School in the East Bay in the San Lorenzo School District and Balboa High School. And now, and the REACH Center is in this San Lorenzo Unified School District. They provide the E in REACH in terms of education programs. And what we're piloting is to have Arroyo High School, where they too have been putting on assemblies each December around the Universal Declaration, and now they are going to pilot having an after-school class of the Rite of Passage, where we will start this year in the second semester of the year to just get it going, and then we'll have a full 9-month program in the following school year. But we are extremely excited because the teacher that will be leading this took our training way back in like 2011 and has been part of the Arroyo Future Leaders for Social Change small learning community, where they have been working with the Universal Declaration in our curriculum since 2008.
So I'd really like to thank Sandy Sokot, who is the director of The World as It Could Be, the Human Rights Education Program. And if you want more information, they just happen to have a website, and Sandy's going to tell you about it.
Our website is theworldasitcouldbe.org, where you can download our curriculum and see all the videos of presentations done by youth that are very powerful and compelling.
So it's really easy to find, theworldasitcouldbe.org. I looked it up real quick. It is terrific. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.